The trio called Secret Machines originated in Dallas, Texas. They've relocated to Brooklyn, New York, and have just put out their first major label release called Now Here Is Nowhere. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the band constructs long, complex songs whose structures build to satisfyingly distinctive climaxes.
Secret Machines consists of brothers Ben and Brandon Curtis on guitar and bass, and drummer Josh Garza. Brandon says the music he's most been influenced by was made between the years 1967 and 72. You can tell just from listening to the audacious, just under 9 minutes track that leads off the album, that this means he and his brother are into the discursive, trippy sounds of everyone from Pink Floyd and Can to the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead. They layer their guitar and bass lines on top of each other as though they're building houses of sound. And then Garza's drums come along to give the edifice a good rattling shake.
Did you get your heartache and your head rush confused? Had you been sleeping late because you've been abused? Are you alone? Does it feel like those around want you to die? Are you alive?
I hear Texas as much as New York in Secret Machines' work. When they're not building songs vertically, finishing each verse like another story on an apartment house, they're working horizontally, making the music equivalent of vast, wide-open spaces, across which drift soft voices and choruses that swirl and double back on each other like tumbleweeds, or in this song, wind-blown leaves.
The leaves.
Although they cite psychedelia as a musical touchstone, Secret Machines is very much a band for this time, in the sense that there's very little countercultural open-heartedness or empty-headedness in their work. Their serpentine melodies don't just slither off aimlessly or dribble away in stone bemusement. These guys work hard and don't want you to miss that fact. This approach can lead to a certain cold rigor that's not always particularly appealing. But it can also lead to wonderfully focused jams like this one called Nowhere Again.
Cellophane flowers never happened for me. Been sleeping the day off, watching the night fall, covering nowhere, filling my timeshare. There's a woman in the mirror in a fiery state as she motions to me to start turning away. She's lifting her dress up.
I don't have too much interest in trying to follow Secret Machines' determinedly abstruse lyrics. After decoding a few closely, I don't find the sentiments particularly original or their wordplay artful in any way. The sound of their voices is, as often as not, a nattering moan that works better as noise than verbal communication. And sometimes, on a song like Pharaoh's Daughter, they come all too close to achieving the sort of tremulous kitsch that made Pink Floyd such airy twits. I can't play a number of their best songs, like You Are Chains, because the music doesn't lend itself to being cut into snippets. Lots of times their finest effects kick in 2 or 3 minutes into a song. And waiting for that kick is half the, well, not exactly fun, but a reward. A reward for following secret machines down their secret paths to a fresh beginning.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new CD by Secret Machines called Now Here Is Nowhere. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leschling, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.